With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. War of words in Washington. Chief Justice John Roberts calling for an end to personal hostility toward judges. This is seen as a not-so-subtle message that comes just 2 days after President Trump criticized courts that have ruled against him. Well, President Trump is pushing back against claims by the director of the National Counterterrorism Center concerning the motivations for the Iran war. In announcing his resignation Tuesday, Joe Kent claimed Iran posed no imminent threat to the United States. President Trump says Iran is a tremendous threat. It is a sweeping deal that would require proof of U.S. citizenship for new voters. Save America Act, rebranded version of the Safeguard American Voter Eligibility Act, a measure that's been circulating through Congress more than 2 years. House passed the bill earlier, but the trouble is in the Senate, it would take 60 votes to move forward because of the filibuster rule. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
If MAGA Republicans want to bog down the Senate over a debate on voter suppression, Democrats are ready. We're ready to be here all day, all night, as long as it takes to ensure the powers of voter suppression do not win the day.
Majority Leader John Thune was asked why he's bothering with a lengthy debate on a bill that really has little chance of being approved.
At the end of the day, I just don't know how you defend a position that you need to be a citizen in this country, not only to register to vote, but also to be able to show an ID when you vote. And we'll see how long the Democrats want to defend that position, and maybe none of them will be won over at the end. That's entirely possible. But I think the having the fight, having the debate on the floor of the Senate is important.
And this is SRN News. Americans support evangelism.
According to the Beckett Fund's latest Religious Freedom Index, 75% of adults in this country support the right of people to tell others about their faith. Beckett says this is one of the highest numbers on record on this question and is being driven by interest in faith amongst younger Americans. Beckett spokesman Lori Windham says, quote, "Religious freedom isn't limited only to what happens in houses of worship. It's about how people live their lives and build their communities." Michael Harrington reporting.
6 years after the repeal of Roe v. Wade, a picture of abortion in the U.S. coming into focus. National Right to Life says two-thirds of all abortions are now carried out by the use of drugs, and those drugs can be shipped virtually anywhere in the country. Report also finds half of all states have moved to enshrine abortion in law in their state constitutions. The other half of the 50 states place some serious restrictions on that procedure. This is SRN News. Well, no doubt about it, we do live in a world today where everything moves quickly, and it's not getting any slower. Would you like to have your Amazon item even sooner? No problem. Can do. Right now. Lisa Dwyer reports how.
Amazon says that it has started offering faster U.S. deliveries of select products for a fee. Customers in more than 2,000 areas can now get orders from among 90,000 items delivered in 3 hours. The charge is $4.99 for Amazon Prime members and $14.99 for non-members. One-hour delivery slots are also available in some areas, with Amazon Prime members paying $9.99 for the one-hour service. For non-members, it'll be $19.99 for that service.
More details at srnnews.com.